This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. All the stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, Graham, where we really hit on every team, I think.
We did.
Celtics, Spurs tonight. Get to see Wemby in action at the Garden. Last game before the All-Star break.
Wemby's League. Just about.
Coming up.
Question
mark.
If not
today, when?
Yeah.
You got the Bruins. Brad Marchand went on DJ and Pete Blackburn's podcast. It said Zadorov. An issue, not an issue, talk to him, didn't talk
well,
to him.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Depends on what you think. It seems like Zadorov is an issue based on Marchand's comments, but some think we were missing the sarcasm and the jokiness of Marchand.
But he was like all over the map.
Yeah.
He said like yes and no on everything. Like, is that how sarcasm works?
Is it?
I don't know. We also talked about TV, which I was very passionate about. We talked about the Four Nations, which you were even more passionate about it. I think we're going to have a taste of that in the clip du jour coming up as well.
Oh, good.
We had a caller who, let's just say, is very pro Four Nations. Jones is anti-Four Nations. Well, and we talked about building the Patriots.
Yes.
And much more.
I was NBA Cup over Four Nations
right.
is what I was.
That's right. That's what really kind of kick-started the whole thing. But let's get to the rest of the stuff.
Grab bag.
Oh, that's a winner.
I get these things sent to me all different times of the night.
Where do people send them?
Keefe@weei.com.
If you think you can even possibly match that, the brilliance of that, and you want to try to top it,
good luck.
Keefe@weei.com.
Well, we have a couple local teams that are going to be a part of these documentary series coming out. We knew the Red Sox, they were filming one all of last year. So they came out with the 2004
almost all of
doc.
Last year.
Well, they kind of bailed.
They didn't quite make it to
the
end.
They got like, what the hell? Yeah. You guys didn't do anything at the deadline, so they left. But we saw the 2004 one, which we talked about on the show, and it was a good time.
Yeah, the comeback.
This is all about the Red Sox clubhouse and last season. It's going to be on Netflix on April 8th, and today they've released a trailer for it, and here is a bit of that.
Damn it, man. What am I doing out there, man? What the
man?
What am I doing, man? Damn it, Tristan. Get a grip, kid. Damn, he can't beat me with anything. He's throwing 90 miles an hour, man. Get a swing off. Pathetic.
It's a bad feeling when you feel like you're the reason why you're losing.
But, you know, the life away from the field can't be affected by the results on it.
That's Tristan Casas.
That's
knowing
trailer?
That he's mic'd up.
That's what, yeah, right. That's you know the term eyewash, Keith?
Yeah.
Like when you like make a big show out of something to let people know that you like really care.
They ham it up a little bit.
Yeah, that's eyewash right there is what that is.
Because everybody was saying when they announced this project, like Tristan Casas is going to be the breakthrough star. Now, he was out for most of the year with a rib injury.
I was just going to say, the guy played like 6 games last year, so he was that frustrated with himself in one of those games that he played in?
So they got a good clip of him, and they put it on the trailer, so that's what we're in store for.
Must have been from early in the year before the cameras
we're going to have to watch this. I think we are going to have to watch
it. It doesn't sound that way after that.
Yeah.
Is it once a what is it, a drop? Do I just get like 10 episodes at once where I watch them at my own leisure, or is it once a week? Once a week I might watch it.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe somebody else can watch it and let us know what the good parts are.
Hey, aggregators?
It's one of those.
Yeah, you know, like, and not to diminish Boston Sports Gordo and guys like this, but like, Brett, give me the videos.
Yeah.
You pick out what I need to see, and then I'll watch it in a digestible form.
Baseball isn't boring, but that show sounds like it might be.
Show sounds like it needs something.
Give us the best parts, please.
Gentlemen, welcome to
Grab Bag.
The first rule of
Grab Bag
is you do not talk about
Grab Bag.
Second rule of
Grab Bag
is you do not talk about
Grab Bag.
Now, it's an iconic scene.
To that guy's defense, he did in his email state that he was pretty drunk when he recorded that. So I said, that's fine. Just add it to the list.
Yeah, maybe if you want to send a revised edition of that when you're sober.
That's right.
But that's not bad.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take it. So another documentary coming out on March 3rd on HBO Max, Celtics City. This was the one that was announced before. Now, this is going to not just be last year's Celtics season, but this is going to be like the Celtics dynasty or franchise history. So there's going to be a lot of stuff in this one.
And
Bill Simmons is
behind this one.
Yeah, so it's the it's about, as the tagline says here, it's about eight decades of the Celtics, the NBA, Boston, and America.
Well, that's a lot.
Yeah. And then they released a big trailer for that, too. But
I'd be good with just the team last year. What do we need all the other stuff for?
I mean, Simmons was a part of the 30 for 30s and creating that at ESPN. There's a lot of good ones. He's done a bunch of documentaries on HBO, including some of the music ones. Like, I think the Woodstock 99, I think, was a production.
That was him? That was well done?
Yeah, no, that one was pretty good. So, I don't know. You at least got that going for you.
Out of the two, which one are you more likely to watch?
Celtics.
Me too. Yeah, I'm more likely to watch that than the crummy Red Sox team from a year ago.
Yeah, most likely.
With Tristan Cassis, self-flagellating there.
That belongs in a
crap bag.
So do you.
How about this feud that I never expected to see? Footage came out from, looked like Bourbon Street during Super Bowl week. Patrick Mahomes Sr. and John Rocker
nearly
coming to blows.
I have no idea what you're talking about. This is a thing?
I thought it was fake at first because I just saw the headline. And then there's a full video of the two confronting each other, having to be held back.
When? Before the Super Bowl? After the Super Bowl?
Good question. Bill, you have any idea on the time on this? It might have been just before. Is it the day of or the next day? I just saw it yesterday.
I'm unaware of this.
Okay, so John Rocker... Look at that. Oh, yeah. Terps got the video of it. So that's Patrick Mahomes Sr. in the, looks, I assume, a Chiefs or at least a red hoodie. That's John Rocker looking like John Rocker just came out of the Braves pen, sprinting in from left field after saying the worst stuff imaginable.
Yeah, I was going to say, two noted good guys.
Two here. Great dudes. So yeah. I legit thought, I'm like, is this a teaser for the new Surreal Life? Like, wouldn't those guys crush on Surreal Life? At one point, Rocker throws his drink at the feet of Mahomes. And then, like, MFs him as he leaves and walks away. And they've since continued the beef on Twitter.
Oh.
Basically just calling each other out, telling you keep your name out of my mouth or whatever. And stop talking to me. I should have killed you and all this stuff. So maybe a double KO is what we're rooting for?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, John Rocker's not losing that fight if they had that fight.
Rocker looks the same.
The man looks in shape.
The best at the very end of the video, you hear a guy in the background goes, oh, that's Johnny effing Rocker.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, there are no winners in this, but like, who would physically win it? It would be Rocker. But yeah, these are two noted good guys. It looks like both their lives are going very well, is what I would say.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that was some rough stuff, you know, but what are you going to do?
You either die a hero, or you live long enough to see yourself become a
grab bag.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 2025 nominees.
Well, they're out.
I know you like a small hall like I do, Joe.
We very much agree on that. We're both small hall guys.
Here is the list of here are the list of nominees. For the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I've not seen this either. Good. What is this?
Let's see. I guess you can vote now all the way up until April on the fan vote. Bad Company.
Okay.
Got them in?
No.
Bill?
I don't think so.
The Black Crows.
No.
In.
They got some hits.
They have some hits. Yeah, sure. I agree with that. That doesn't put you in the Hall of Fame.
More hits than Bad Company.
Noted.
Well, yeah. But they're both out. Yeah.
Noted rock legend Mariah Carey.
In.
I mean,
yeah.
All I Want for Christmas Alone gets her in.
Not, I mean, in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
They've already morphed it into
right. It's just the music hall of fame.
Right, but so but I still want to say no, but Mariah Carey's great, yeah.
Chubby Checker?
Sure.
Joe Cocker?
You don't twist without Chubby Checker.
That's true. Joe Cocker, good. Life's Been Good?
Yeah.
That's
hall
a good
fame?
Song?
No.
That one song might get him in the Hall of Fame. What a story he told. That's
not
a good song.
Not in my Hall of Fame.
All right. Billy Idol?
In.
How's Billy Idol not in?
Billy Idol gets it. I don't know why she doesn't.
Every year there's a bunch of names that I don't understand how they're not already in. And maybe it's like it's so many years after like your first album or last album. I forget
is that how they do
no,
it.
Maybe it's first album.
If Billy Idol isn't in yet, that's I don't weird. Not to go full Jim Rice on him, but if Billy Idol isn't in yet, then I think he's not going to be. He shouldn't be getting in.
Joy Division?
No.
New Order?
No. Who?
Or is it Joy Division and New Order together?
I don't know.
Cyndi Lauper?
I thought the New Order was wrestling, I thought.
Speaking of wrestling, Cyndi Lauper in the Wrestling
Lauper's
Hall of Fame.
Not in?
She's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame. If it
the
wasn't
wrestling
for
Wrestling Hall of Fame?
She legitimately, if there wasn't for Cyndi Lauper, there might not be WrestleManias today.
It's true.
It's for sure true. They needed all the help they could get.
She bridged that gap between wrestling and MTV.
Mid-80s, she was super famous. She ran into Lou Albano on a flight. He ended up being in her Girls Just Want to Have Fun video. They ended up using her a lot in the whole run-up to WrestleMania and brought in the like non-wrestling fan crowd, for real.
So that brought it in.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
And she's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Deserving.
Deserving.
Not my Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Mana? M-A-N-A with an accento on the A? The second A?
Manya?
I don't know that. Oasis?
You didn't let me answer that one. Manya, yes.
You're in on Manya.
Yeah.
Oasis?
Sure. Oasis should be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Outkast.
In.
Outkast is great.
I get Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah. I feel iffy about it, but they're great. Yeah.
You got to scratch the rock and roll out of there, Jones.
What's in the name?
Music.
Just Hall of Fame, then.
Just the
Hall of Fame.
Take rock and roll out, Hall of Fame.
Yeah. I mean, I love Outkast. Yeah.
Fish? Out.
As a proud Vermonter, out.
You got to say out.
Yeah.
Soundgarden.
And
Soundgarden a little overrated.
No, I don't think that's right.
Yes.
No, they are.
Yeah. You think they're overrated?
Yeah, they had one of the best sounds out of all those Seattle bands.
They had one of the best albums ever.
But they're like the worst out of all those Seattle bands.
I'd take them over Alice in Chains.
I think I'd take Alice in Chains over them. I'd certainly take Nirvana
take them over
and Pearl
STP.
Jam. I don't even like Pearl Jam all that much.
I might take them over STP.
Is STP Seattle?
Stone Temple Pilots? Yeah, gotta be.
Are they? No?
I mean, they grunge.
Well, they were that era. I don't know if they were Seattle, but yes.
Where are they from?
You
think they're from like Arkansas?
I don't know.
Where do you think they're from, Nick?
Where is Stone Temple? I knew they were pilots from Stone Temple. Where is Stone Temple?
That giant
in San Diego.
Yeah, of course. Seattle.
West Coast.
I would take Stone Temple Pilots over Soundgarden for sure.
And then the White Stripes is the last
one. Oh, I love White Stripes. I'd put in. I love White Stripes. Right. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You can grab my back. Grab my back. My back, you can grab my back.
All right, best NBA performers from last night. We have Karl Anthony Towns, 40 points, 12 rebounds, 5 assists. Kevin Durant, 34 points, 3 and 3.
Scottie Barnes is going to be all-star.
33 points, 10 boards.
I saw you reaching for something.
3 assists is one misfire, but yeah, I got it. Yeah. Scottie Barnes, 33, 10 and 3. Josh Hart, 30, 10, and 5, and Joel Embiid, 27, 12, and 4.
Okay, I'm going to give it to Durant for legacy. He joined the 30,000-point club. You know who's in that club?
Kareem. I got Kareem. Karl Malone.
Malone.
Jordan.
Jordan.
LeBron.
LeBron.
Dirk.
Dirk. Great one.
30,000 points. How many more guys are in it?
Three more.
Oh, three more. Wilt.
Wilt?
I'm
sorry. Durant. So one more. You're missing one.
one more big bucket scorer. Carmelo Anthony.
No, good guess. Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
Julius Erving has 30,000 combined NBA and
Dr.
ABA.
J. But I would, you would have given me him.
I would have allowed for Dr. J. Kevin Durant is your answer.
Pretty impressive.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random Brandon Phillips,
Eduardo Nunez,
Curtis Luskanic,
Baseball Player of the Day.
By the way, I gave Joe Cocker credit for a song from Joe Walsh.
I wasn't sure you had that right, but I wasn't going to question it.
Well, I mean, you don't have to be mean about it. Some of these guys are mean about it in there. One guy's name is Derek, so he's mad for just being named Derek, probably.
That's true.
Everybody else, though, like, you didn't have to insult me.
Was there a
lot of
them?
You can't even say some of this. Look at the second tweet down. That's not helpful. I got it wrong. It takes a big man to admit when he's wrong. I don't have to read these. I literally can't read some of them.
Joe Walsh, Keith, not Cocker, you jackass.
Yeah.
From a Derek. You're right. They did sign it. Well, that's...
All right, screw that one.
He's mad because he got eliminated in the division.
All right, you gotta
own it.
I now have Cocker out. I put Joe Walsh in.
Walsh might already be in.
Probably.
Yeah, probably.
All right, let's go with a baseball catcher today for today's random player. We have a catcher who obviously would throw from the right side. He'd also hit it from the right side.
I already have a guess.
Okay.
Only because you've mentioned him off the air. I have a guess. It's a catcher?
Yeah.
It's Benito Santiago.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I think we used him before.
No.
I played for three teams in his major league career, the Reds, Cardinals, and Royals. Reds, Cardinals, Royals. Where he never made an all-star team, despite his best efforts. Career-high 16 home runs in the 03 season. Career 231 hitter.
Oh.
Played
Mike
from,
Matheny.
Good guess. Good one. Played from 99 to 2010. Started with Cincinnati, then went to Kansas City, finished his career in St. Louis. I would say a defensive-minded catcher, perhaps? Although no gold gloves, so there's really not much to base that off of.
99 to 2010. I thought I was honing in on something. That feels too early for this.
99 to 2010 and was like an everyday catcher for the Reds for a few seasons there. He was like their main guy.
Okay. Do you got any numbers for me? Give me some. You got any numbers? He wasn't swiping
14,
bags.
No,
I'm sure.
14 career steals, 96 career dongs.
That's not nothing.
No, it's not nothing. He was a player. And if you played fantasy baseball, you were like, if you didn't have, you know, Mauer or Piazza, you're like, I guess I'll take this guy.
This is why.
Like, at least he plays.
I think I'm going to hear the name and be like, crap.
Yeah, 100% you will.
Okay. I don't even know that I have a guess. Like, Matheny was a good guess.
No, that was a good guess. I don't even know if this guy was as good as Matheny. But he was definitely a catcher on those Reds teams. And then I think
Matheny must have snuck onto some All-Star teams.
Oh, Matheny might have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think this guy didn't sniff any All-Star games.
Yeah, the Twitch has it. The text line has a ton of guesses, but none. Yeah, it might have already scrolled up on text, but I saw somebody had it on text. Oh no, I'm sorry. Twitch had it. It might have scrolled up.
I don't see it. Who was it? I missed it.
It was Jason LaRue.
That is not who I was.
Jason LaRue.
Who was I thinking of?
I don't know.
What was I saying? Jason LaRue. Interesting.
You know what his nickname was?
I don't.
Rusty.
Rusty LaRue.
Rusty LaRue.
I was unaware of that.
Yeah.
Jason, I don't even think I got to be honest.
Only his friends called him.
This might be one of the. I don't even think I remember this guy.
You don't remember Jason LaRue?
I was playing fantasy baseball in this era. That's a name I don't even think I recognize.
Like, he'll hit you 240. You're like, I guess.
I can't picture him. I don't. The name doesn't sound overly familiar. This might be the first one that's too random even for my memory.
For five straight years, he played between 110 and 121 games. So you're like,
Joe Oliver, good guess.
He plays a lot.
Joe Oliver was a World Series winner.
Yeah.
For the Reds there. Mm. Okay. Random baseball player of the day, each and every day. The grab bag, a real stumper. For everybody but the Twitch chat. Yeah,
been a good week.
Real stumper.
For the house.
Well,
good week for the house.
You know, it's there's a reason the house makes money.
Uh-huh.
You know, you get some wins in there, but the house is always going to win out.
I hear you.
We'll get to WEEI Afternoons. What a Heart, Fitzy, and Ted have coming up. We'll find out, and we'll get to our clip du jour next.